What's poppin', internet? Welcome back to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Timmy the Duro, and joining me this week is your boy Michael Clare. How you doing today, Mike?
I've been sleepy? Better.
You've been better?
I'm a little sleepy. Yeah, all's looking up now.
How you feeling after becoming going to trade school on YouTube?
I felt ill prepared
for plumbing,
tools I needed,
heating and air.
The plot twist here is that Kylie actually became the plumber. And fix the issue, bro.
Oh, Kylie went in?
She got the tools to get into, like, the city mainline water, shut that off. And then she figured out how to do stuff. Her dad helped.
Mm-hmm.
All this time, I'm at work, not being able to help at all.
Yeah.
But we're good.
I knew that was going down. She was trying to get it done before you got home. She wanted it to be a whole thing.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's classic.
It's nice, though, considering you stayed up till 3. What was it, 3?
Yeah, no, I like finally went to sleep at 3:30. Bro, it was a weird moment for me. I don't usually like stress out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, me neither.
I don't know if I can label it a panic attack, but I was like so worried that the drain was gonna close on by itself and it would start flooding in the bathroom, or that all of a sudden it would start spewing out more water.
Bro was having premonitions.
I was not feeling good. So
Final Destination style.
At 3:30, I'm like, bro, please just hold me so I can go to sleep.
Yeah.
And try and get to work.
Didn't call in. You're a good man.
No, but I was 20 minutes late.
I would have called.
No, 15. I was 15 minutes late.
Mm.
So.
You get the pass, though. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm usually early.
Yeah.
I don't get the tardy write-ups at work.
So yeah.
We're chilling.
Today, we're going to talk about Pokemon Presents. We're going to recap that. We're going to talk about layoffs, yep. layoffs.
That's a lot of layoffs.
And a couple of things that are good within those layoffs. Also, we played the new Dragon Ball card game. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I watched the Iron Claw. I'm playing Final Fantasy. We went and watched Wicked. We're going to rank Mega Evolution Pokemon. So get excited for all of those things.
A lot. Busy schedule for this show.
Yeah.
A lot going on this week.
Busy. There was one thing I wanted to talk to you about before we started, but now I got to wait.
What's
till that? I can't do it on the air. I can't do it live.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to be off.
Yeah, go, save it.
Yeah, I'll save it. Or maybe for the very end. I don't know. Anyway, let's get into the Pokemon Presents, though. That happened this week. What was that, Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't remember.
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
As predicted
by your boy, Michael
Clare. It's so hard to predict when Pokemon Day is going to happen.
Exactly, yeah. Some interesting announcements from this. I'm just going to skim through. They don't have the time code, so I'm just going to skim through this.
It's really the last two announcements. You get some updates for Scarlet and Violet, just some Terra Pokemon. And then you get some new mons for, like, Unite. Pokemon Go is getting a crossover with the new anime.
Pikachu wearing a captain's
hat.
Fun
fact, that Pikachu right there that you're watching, voiced by Ed Sheeran.
Ain't no way.
I'm not even capping.
What a wild fact.
At least in the Japanese dub. I cannot confirm for the English. But they got Ed Sheeran on the mic to play Captain Pikachu.
Yeah. Does get Kylie hype right here? Yes, no, maybe.
Kylie, are you excited for Captain Pikachu?
Sure, I don't know. Yeah, it's taking a little too long.
Pikachu with the captain hat. I'm excited she's excited to catch him in Pokemon Go.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about. The new stuff coming to Pokemon Sleep, they crashed the server, right? Like, Raikou.
They crashed, the sleep server?
Yeah, people were saying the Pokemon
Sleep
server
crashed.
Bro, I do
not keep up with the sleep servers, bro.
You're not on the sleep servers?
What? How do you crash the sleep servers? Everybody went to bed at the same time?
Everybody went to bed. Everyone went to sleep right after the Pokemon Presents. They was trying to catch Raikou, bro.
Everybody wanted to bust an app
Let's hit the bricks. That's funny. Then Pokemon Master Sex up next.
Yeah. Good thing they showed off that it was Masters EX before they really started, like,
going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah, just cool stuff, I guess, if you're into Pokemon Master Sex. Pokemon, is this the Cafe mix?
This is Cafe.
Yeah, and, you know, that's
still getting updates. I told Kylie she should check it out, see if it's any better.
Yeah. This actually is cool. Maraidon coming into Unite.
Bro,
Phalanx.
Yep, my boy Phalanx in there.
I feel like you're obligated to at least, you know, dabble.
If the whole crew was like, you know what, let's play Unite again, I'd be willing.
Catch me after Final Fantasy, but I might be down. Because I've had the in-the-back-of-the-mind cravings for Pokemon Unite for, like, the last 6 months. But I haven't, like, stoked that flame, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it would take five of us all at the same time.
Yeah, but I'd be down.
We could get there, though.
I'd be down. And then you got Pokemon Pocket, Pokemon TCG Pocket.
Now for people who don't know, I mean, I assume everybody who watches shows knows we're huge
TCG fans,
trading card game nerds for like a lot of games.
We like that cardboard.
Especially Pokemon.
Yeah.
And watching this, we were so confused. Because they have a Pokemon TCG online app already. And then they started showing this.
Pokemon TCG Live, yeah. So from what we know, there's some confirmed, some unconfirmed stuff. This seems to be the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links like equivalent for Pokemon. It's a like fundamentally, like a lot of these cards look like cards that you know and love, but their stats are different. The rules are different, the times are different. It looks like the amount of prizes is different. How many prizes you have left. It seemed like some quick, streamlined, different rule set
TCG experience. I'm assuming probably like 5 to 8 minute games.
Yeah.
I assume they're trying to do like Marvel Snap. Mm-hmm. And then it has its own original cards for now.
This thing was cool here where you could go into the artwork.
Yeah, this is very cool. I'm very excited for this.
I'm intrigued. Because, I don't know about excited.
Well, I'm excited because for the first time, creatures...
Oh, well,
sure. He's actually in the mix. The people who make the card game are involved with the digital client.
Yeah.
Why that's not already the case, I don't know.
It's kind of hornswoggling, yeah.
Should have been an important step since day one.
Yeah, but for sure.
That I'm excited for that. I don't know what they're going to do with this. Maybe it makes Pokemon more accessible for people. Like, I could be like, you know, my mom's into Pokemon now, but if this was available earlier on, I could have been like, start with this.
Yeah.
Learn this game. And then a lot of the fundamentals will probably carry over into the physical game.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty excited. The artwork looks really good. Hopefully it's, you know, free-to-play friendly. We'll see.
Hopefully. 2 packs a day. Smoke 2 packs a day and all that. And then they kind of get into a little bit more here with some of the stuff, but nothing crazy. Like, we still don't know a bunch of specifics, but that's basically...
Yeah.
That's the lowdown.
Cool announcement, but not the coolest one.
Nope, that's coming up here. The final.
I will say, they're messing with people's hearts, putting these unknown in here that are, like, strictly Gen 2 Pokemon.
Yeah.
Everybody's wanting, like, Johto or Unova. And we're like, and okay, also, Johto hints this whole thing.
Them tweeting out Zekrom and them, like, okay, 3 weeks ago.
No, people are stupid. That Zekrom tweet was in a line of tweets of them every day. They tweeted Mewtwo or something. And then they tweeted... Ho-Oh and Lugia.
Okay.
And then they tweeted Groudon.
Hey, I bought the Kyogre. I bought the bait.
Yeah. Somebody retweets Zekrom and everybody goes crazy.
This latest one, Pokemon Legends Zaza. Pokemon Legends Z to A.
The Zaza, bro.
This got me stoked. I'm excited for this. I'm intrigued. I need to see more because by what the streets is saying, like the credible streets, you know, not the classic streets because they say all kinds of dumb shit, but the credible streets is saying that this is like... It's a bit different. It's a little more action-y than Legends Arceus. It takes place all in the city. And then you have like these undertones here in this trailer of like, oh, like city rebuilding plans and yada, yada, yada. So I'm curious of like,
what exactly are we doing here? Of a classic of like, think of like something like Persona where you get your personas and you build your team and you go through this. Like there's like a more classical RPG.
Yeah.
And less like monster collecting.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to say here.
I'm not sure.
You might only have like 12 Pokemon.
Yeah, because they're calling it an action RPG. The whole thing takes place for sure only in this city. The themes
are like Midgard.
The themes are just rebuilding Paris or whatever, and that's the whole shtick. So,
I'm interested. Legends, of course, was a big hit. It I think it revitalized the franchise for a lot of people.
Yeah, so I'm here to play this for sure. 2025.
Yeah, I will be here instantly. Big thing, yeah. 2025. That means there's not a mainline Pokemon game releasing this year for like the first time in like who knows how long. I mean, they usually release like at least the past couple games. They did their Scarlet and Violet, and then they did DLC. Same with Sword and Shield, and then they did DLC and then released a new game. But we won't have had anything in 2 years because last year was DLC. This year is nothing so far. So maybe they're cooking, bro.
Maybe.
Maybe the. Not anger isn't the word. Critique. The criticism has finally like
slowed down. Their ears. Yeah. 100%. Hopefully, I'm very intrigued. I'm excited to play that game. What the other weird thing. What was you talking about with the name? Oh, yeah, because isn't AZ a character in...
Yeah, so AZ is a character in the original X and Y games. He's like 3,000 years old.
Yeah.
He was in like the Kalos War or something. Some, I don't remember all the lore. But it's
been 3,000 years.
Like, he's the lore of X and Y. Yeah. So calling it ZA...
Which is the reverse of his name.
Yeah, if he's like the beginning of like that story, ZA, his name backwards, we're starting at the future, and I'm assuming working our way back.
Maybe, I don't know.
To fix something? I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you could be sticking with the themes of the future, the ancient, the future stuff that we got going on in the TCG and in Scarlet and Violet and all that stuff. I don't know. We'll see. But I am excited, though, because, you know, Scarlet and Violet, did it. I know it did it for you and a lot of people, but it did not do it for me.
And Mega Pokemon are back.
Oh, yeah, Mega Pokemon are back. Yeah, for sure. No, that's a good thing.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm curious the three starters are going to be.
Yeah,
People are hoping for Incineroar, so we get Mega Incineroar. That'd be cool.
That would be so bad.
That'd be cool, bro. Come on.
No, it'd be terrible. I don't know if you know this, but Incineroar is the most OP Pokemon in the game. Out of all 1,000 Pokemon, the strongest one in the game, VGC, is Incineroar.
Okay.
And it's like not even close.
Okay.
So if you give that man a Mega, people will like explode in rage.
Yeah.
But at least cool. The VGC community would.
Not me. I think it's cool.
Yeah. What do you do? He's a wrestler. Can he be more wrestler?
I have no idea. Do you think we're going to get Spirit Links and shit back in the card game?
Yeah.
Going back to the Mega Evolve.
I feel like you. If they want to slow the game down, yes.
Well,
if
on not, one hand, no. On one hand, I want to say yes, but on the other hand, I say no, because Legends Arceus didn't translate anything to the TCG.
What do you mean?
Like mechanics or anything from Legends Arceus, except for a couple. Wasn't there unique mons like?
Well, Spirit Links wasn't a thing in the video game either.
No, well, I know, but Mega Evolutions like were, right?
Yeah,
and so I'm saying like. They're specifically, it feels like they take the mechanics and interesting things from the mainline Pokemon games, and from the Legends game, they didn't really take anything.
Well, what would have been the new mechanic?
No, I'm just saying, they might not do Mega Evolutions at all.
Oh, they will.
Because it's not like a mainline, because
they
it's
took
not Pokemon,
everything
such and such.
From Arceus you could take, Pokemon-wise, they did. They used all the Pokemon, they used the new origin forms of Dialga and Palkia.
That's true.
There wasn't a new like mechanic... battle-wise, really. So I don't think there's anything to take there.
Yeah,
Mega Evolutions are just new Pokemon, so we will get those, for sure.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
That's cool. That's cool, though.
That's enough Pokemon nonsense.
100%. That's enough Pokemon nonsense. Well, we got a little bit more at the end, but that's later. That's later.
Uh-oh.
Let's get on to the shitty stuff. Actually, let's go ahead and talk about Dragon Ball right here. Because we were already talking about card games. We were talking about Pokemon card game. Sure. Let's go ahead and talk about the Dragon Ball card game. We're already here. It's going to be brief, but we recently just got into Dragon Ball Fusion World. It's the Dragon Ball Super Fusion World. It's the Dragon Ball TCG that came out forever ago, but for some reason, well, not for some reason. That went on for several years, and they're trying to make a digital client, and the game was too complex, and there was too much text on all the cards. So what they did... was completely reboot the whole game. They started over.
Start from scratch.
So
we're
now,
not going to get rid of the old game. We're going to keep printing cards for the old game.
Which is an insane, insane business decision can't go anywhere. I mean, even at our locals, they were like, nobody plays the old one anymore, but we're still going to hold one a month just because, just for those
That's
people.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's tragic. But that being said, Fusion World is great, and I'm enjoying it. It feels like when we played back in the day, it's much more simplified, and, and you and I are like, or lost in the sauce for sure with that bad boy. We've been watching the videos. We've been playing the digital client, streaming it. We've been going to multiple events, buying cards. What's been great is although the cards have been expensive, they haven't cost us a lot of money because it feels like we've traded and got what we needed pretty quickly.
Well, and we were able to stock up on stuff at MSRP.
Exactly.
Originally, yeah. And then use that to trade down. Like it's been nice.
Yeah, pulling a couple alt arts and then trading those down for multiple of the regular arts is quite nice. But we're enjoying the game a lot. If you're into TCGs whatsoever and you have the ability to get a starter deck, I advise it. It's very fun. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. Now into the shitty stuff. The stuff we don't want to talk about. Video game news from this week. Layoffs. It keeps happening. It's been happening and will continue to happen. EA laid off 5% of their staff, 600 and something employees. Sony laid off a big chunk of their staff. Insomniac laid off a big chunk of their staff. Those are the three that I have written in the doc. I know that there were more this week that I forgot. Fire Sprite is probably closing down.
What was that? Superhuman? Did they do?
Supermassive. They did.
Supermassive, sorry.
Supermassive Games. They had a bunch of layoffs. A Respawn Mandalorian first-person shooter game got canceled, and they laid off a bunch of the people over at Respawn. It's bad stuff out here, fam.
So are these all different? Like, is this all one side of the company, or is it like all over the company they're just getting trim? Like,
they're just marketing? Trim. They're just, I think it's, okay. You know, this is a video game podcast, but, you know, if you really want to talk about it, it's just the classic capitalism problem of there needing to always be growth in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, you could have $1 billion of profit, but the moment you also have $1 billion of profit again and not $1 billion and $1, then you're a failure and people start pulling their money and you have to fire people and stock prices go down. Like, it's not enough to just make enough. You need to always be making more and then more and then more. And it and that keeps happening.
Like exponential almost.
And yeah, and because of COVID, video games went stupid. They were already going stupid, but they went really stupid. And now we're in an era where they're not going as stupid. It's kind of going down. You know, that we're in the middle of a generation. That's a lull. We're post-COVID. That's a lull. You know, like, that's just the way things are. And with how expensive it is to make games nowadays, with this lull, it's becoming like this thing where they're like, oh, we're not growing. We're not getting bigger. So,
yeah.
So we have to fire people to, like, imitate growth or to close this gap, this perceived gap. It's not a real gap, you know, but it is for the stockholders, the people who want to, they're putting their money in there so they can make more than tomorrow and more the next day and more the next day. Making the same amount each day is not enough, which is tragic. It sucks. It really sucks.
No, it does. It's, you hate to see a big chunk of our community, like, have to constantly shuffle through jobs and stuff like that.
But then
it's rough.
At the same time, you still get, you know, there's still good stuff happening, you know, like Helldivers 2 coming out and being an incredible success and being awesome. Bellatro coming out and being an insane success. Noah's actually been playing Bellatro. He's been going in. I don't know. Have you seen that game?
I know it's like the roguelike poker game or something like that. I don't know much about it.
So ASMR. Just go in here. I'm gonna pull up a video. So
I don't know what it is though.
So I know it's like though. It's like this incredibly interesting take on poker where your goal is to just get enough money to get through these like these antes and the money goes up. And so you have a 52 card deck and you draw these cards here. And then you combine them to make poker hands, right? And so it uses the regular rules of poker. But where the things get crazy is you start to get bonuses and different cards that do different things. So, like, you can get something that, like, makes all your face cards worth more. Or you can get bonuses that make it where you need four for straights and flushes. Only four instead of five cards. You can make it where, like, all these wild different things happen. Like, certain cards get played upside down and blah, blah, blah. So, like, all these, like, weird and wacky rules that, like, completely turn the game of poker upside down and on its head completely. And people have been liking it a lot. So I went ahead and bought it. It's only $15. I believe it's on Xbox too. I bought it on the Steam so I can play on Steam Deck. But I'm gonna get into it as soon as I'm done with Final Fantasy. But Noah's been playing it and he's been locked in like all day. Just he would turn around every couple of minutes and be like, This is gas. This is gas.
Okay, that's cool.
So I'm excited to get into it. So you still see stories like that is what I mean. Like these other games that come out and then are a success and can thrive and do good. Larian Studios of Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, you don't hear anymore. I feel like you hear less and less success stories of being that typical model of AAA $70 game drops and is huge success. Like, I mean, Final Fantasy obviously is going to do crazy.
I mean, yeah.
But that's off the back of how good the first one was.
Yeah, that's an enigma pretty much.
I feel like it's so hard to drop a AAA game into the void with nothing, like it not being a sequel or something like that these days.
That's why these companies, they don't take risks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So the companies that can take risks are the indie games, and obviously they keep reaping rewards for it. It's paying off for them.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And that's it for the news this week. I don't think I missed anything. Did I miss anything that you know of?
Probably, but, you know.
My boy's out the loop.
Yeah, I've been busy, bro. 6-day work week. We're busy.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. Let's get into some of the stuff we've been watching and some of the stuff that we've been playing.
I know what you've been playing. Why don't you tell the people what you've been playing?
I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Okay, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm just shy of 30 hours in. I think I'm 28 hours in. Mm-hmm. It is everything that I dreamt it would be. Oh, dude, it's so good. I'm so happy. I'm incredibly happy with the product. I have not been bored. I've been doing so much side stuff. Of course, you know my thoughts and feelings on Final Fantasy VII. I've talked about them with you. I've talked about them on this podcast many a time. My favorite game of all time, the remake coming out, was my favorite game of all time. It caught me off guard. Did not expect it. But that's the way it is. And I love those characters, and I love that story, and I love that gameplay. Everything about that game, I love so, so much. The thing that I love the most is the characters and spending time with those characters. And this game just blows that up on a whole nother level because, you know, you got these new open world, big open world sections. You can fast travel. You do all the stuff. There's you know, you have some of your classic open world stuff. There's towers to go that will reveal stuff on the map. There's, like, battles to do in the combat simulator. There's all kinds of stuff to find in the open world, riding around on chocobos. Like, there's all this crazy stuff that you can do in the open world. It's just so much fun, and I'm doing all of it. I'm spending my time doing every single thing in every open area just to spend as much time with these characters as possible. Pro tip, if you don't want to do that, I would advise just doing the side quests because you still have your green exclamation point side quests. I would advise doing those if you don't want to do everything because you're not getting, like, a bunch of story stuff when you do everything. You're getting little tidbits of, like, a couple of lines of dialogue and stuff like that, which for me is great because I want all of it. I want everything that I can get with these characters 100%. But for everyone else, so they might just want some of the big, you know, overarching ones. But it's been quite nice. I'm in chapter 8 right now.
Out of?
No idea. I haven't looked it up.
But I'm going to look it up for my own knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
So I'm in chapter 8 right now, just shy of 30 hours in. I'm going to 100% in quotes. Like, I'm going to get the 100%. I'm not going to get the platinum because you have to play through the game twice and beat it on hard mode to get the platinum. I do not think I want to do 200 hours. I'm going to stick with the 100 hours. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to get the platinum, but I will get the 100% in quotes, which several people that reviewed it, that got the 100% in quotes were like 105 hours, 98 hours, 96 hours. So I expect it'll take me a while. But I'm loving everything about it. So many mini games, so much fun. The story is hitting. The opener is insane. It's killer. It's really good. Queen's Blood. It's like the, you know, you always got to have like the main, like Gwent. It's a card game that's within it. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. It's great. You'll have a good time playing that. That's the one big side thing I'll advise you should do. It's awesome. It's super fun. And you can, like, build decks and buy booster packs. It's great. It's so good. I've been playing the hell out of that. It's just, the quality blows me away at how large it is, how big it is, while at the same time the quality being absolutely insane on every level. Anytime a new minigame comes up, there's, like, a Rocket League-style minigame, bro. Like, why is this here? I don't know. But you're playing it, and it's quality. Like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's so good. I can't wait. That's what I was doing right before I got here. That's what I'm going to start doing when I get done here. I'm going to keep doing it all the way into the late hours of the night.
How much of the, like, mystery of the story of the first game has carried over where you're, like, still intrigued and trying to figure out what's going on?
All of it.
Okay.
It's there.
It's just as, like, confusing. I guess confusing is not the word.
The game.
But, like, intriguing.
The game starts intriguing. Exactly where the last game left off, and you just keep that going. That includes the weird scene with the alternate stuff.
Okay.
Just gets right into that, and you're like, okay, what's going on? And then it leaves you with the questions that you need. And you're like, oh, shit, and things are just going. It's good. It's good stuff, bro. It's good stuff. I really like it. Can't wait to finish it. Pass the PS5 off to you so you can get a crack at it. Mm-hmm. It's a great game. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
So good. Aside from that, I haven't played anything because I've just been waiting for that. So I kind of just been doing nothing.
No, that's valid.
But I did watch The Iron Claw.
Okay.
The Iron Claw, the A24 film about shoot, what's their name? Why can't I think of it right now? Von Erichs. It's about the Von Erichs, the people in Dallas that were a family of wrestlers, became the biggest thing ever. Got Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White is in there, which I've been loving Jeremy Allen White. He's great. And also it feels like Zac Efron's in his Renaissance era. Yeah. Based on a true story, this movie's killer, bro. I bought it for $20 because I was like, you know, I've been wanting to see Jeremy Allen White and more stuff. And people have been saying this movie's good. And I don't. It looks good. I'm just going to buy it. I also knew that you and Chance would probably both watch it. Chance just finished it today. And I know you'll watch it eventually. So I knew I'd get my $20 out of it. It's great. It's on my top 50 somewhere. I haven't figured out where I'm going to put it yet, but it is in my top 50 for sure. I loved it so much. And it is painful, dude. It's painful.
Dude, I don't want to cry, bro. It was
me sitting on the couch alone just being like... Like it was really, really good. This is an excellent film. If you have the opportunity to watch it, anyone in the audience, you should watch it 100%. I highly recommend it, and it's great. And it's not like it doesn't feel like a movie about wrestling, even though it is a movie about wrestling. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like that. It feels like a movie about Zac Efron's character. The relationships you have with your family and your brothers and, you know, a pride and what does that do to a family and living up to an image and, like, just all of this stuff. And it's excellent. I cannot give it a more glowing review, personally. I love it so much.
All right.
Get on that when you get the chance, for real.
I'll get on that.
You'll like it. Trust.
I've been fiending for
a good movie?
Movie and TV show, so.
Yeah. It's time. I need to get on Dune. Frankly, I would have got on Dune if Final Fantasy didn't drop. I would have went and seen it this weekend.
What's the Rotten Tomato like?
97, I think. 96 when I checked. What was that?
That's pretty high, bro.
Let's check. Dune 2, 94. 94 with a 95 audience.
Is it actually that good? Am I going to have to watch Dune?
I've been seeing memes on Twitter that... seems like the streets is saying this is like Twin Towers, like Twins. This like feels like Lord of the Rings type shit
Twin Towers.
Like this is a cinematic moment that will be talked about for decades. I don't know. I can't speak on it. I didn't watch it, but that's what people are saying. That's what the streets are saying. And I feel like I need to rewatch Dune 1 because I wasn't feeling it in Dune 1. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like it was good, but I was like, this is Dune. This is some sand.
Two
shit.
More movies of this.
I'm not like super invested, but people were saying. People saying it's good. I seen a meme that was like, I did this multiple times throughout the Dune movie. And it was that clip of the guy sitting back in the chair with the game controller. And then he like leans forward and he like locks in. And it was like And then some dude quote retweeted it. And it was like, the craziest moment in the theater for me was when I went to do this during a moment in the movie. And some dude across the theater did the exact same thing at the exact same time. And I was like, shit, maybe I got to watch this, bro. We've been liking T. Chalamet, bro. We've been liking him. He killed it in Wonka.
Timmy C, he ain't doing too bad.
Yeah, exactly.
And we always respect the Zendaya film. So.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. You got anything you watched or read or nothing? You've just been grinding?
No, I've been playing the TCG apps, playing a little league for myself.
Yoink!
Quick little 30, 40-minute session.
So one game?
I play ARAM, so two
games. Oh, okay. Okay, two games.
I at least get one win out of that. So.
Yeah, okay. We take those.
That's really it. Babe, you want to watch Iron Claw? All right, that's a sure. So we'll hit up Iron Claw this week.
It's really good.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, you both are.
Yeah, I'm going to tear up.
It's pretty heart-wrenching. Anyway, now it's time for Reader Mail. You can get your questions read on the show by writing in to SyncedUpPod. Go ahead. You got something? Pausing me? Reeling me back?
We both watched.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Almost skipped that. Theater.
Almost skipped that. The
off Broadway?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's not off Broadway. I don't know what the term is for it. But we watched Wicked at the Oklahoma City Center.
The touring
production.
Yeah.
Gas, bro.
Gasoline.
Hey, word on the street is you made it to intermission, thought it was over, and was like,
I did.
It's pretty good.
Because Defying Gravity is what goes into the intermission, right?
And yeah,
so Defying Gravity comes on.
This is the climax.
And it felt like the climax of the film, and I was like, all right, let's get out of here. But there was still, you know, 45, 50 minutes left.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, hour after
that. So, have you seen Wicked before?
I was familiar with the plot. I've listened to it plenty of times, so I knew like all the songs. Mm-hmm. And I'd looked up the plot before, because like you can kind of pick up the plot from the songs, but there's a lot of missing details. And so me and Mom would always listen to it. I was like, you know what? We're gonna listen to it, and in between the songs, I'm gonna tell you the plot so we can like learn what this story is.
Yeah.
So I was very familiar. I'd forgotten some things, but like
I knew nothing. I knew
the main beats.
I knew nothing at all. No songs. No nothing. And also, now, I'm not a musical guy.
I had asked you if you'd seen Wizard of Oz before that, right?
Yeah,
you had, make sure you know your Wizard of Oz knowledge, yeah. And that's like it.
That's where I was. It's like I know that Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. but I didn't know any of the story of Wicked, and that's I wasn't like super fresh on Wizard of Oz, but you know, like I have seen the movie. Yeah. But so. I loved it so much. It was gas. It was really good. And I didn't expect it at all. Cause I was sitting there and I was like, you know what? I'm not into musicals. I'm doing this for my girlfriend. She's really going to enjoy it. You know, I think I might have an all right time, but you know, I'm not really into musicals, but it'll be all right. And then I sat down and I was just locked in.
It's cause the plot is like actually,
it's good. Decent. It's like really good. And then the songs were killing. They were rocking out. Also, like I just got to put it up for their performances. They were really good.
They're pretty good. And the bar is high. The original performance is Idina Menzel, who is like
a goddess. I mean, what do you
can't compete, brother?
No, not at all.
And then Kristen Chenoweth does Glinda, and she's Oklahoma native. She's mm-hmm. one of us. Yeah. So
no, it was really good. I liked the story. I liked the songs. I liked all of it. I liked the connections of like, oh, that's the Tin Man. Oh, that's the Scarecrow. Oh shit, the Lion, the Cowardly Lion. Oh, the ruby red slippers. Like it was nice.
So
it was,
we won't spoil that. Actually, let's not spoil anything because the movie's coming out soon.
Oh, true, people true,
who
true.
Haven't seen might want to watch that. Yeah. I was talking. I talked to Chance and I talked to Alan about it a little bit about like whether are you more excited for the movie now or less excited?
It's a net neutral for me.
Cause like, I can't imagine Ariana Grande hitting that same.
Yeah. That role. Being said, like, it's a ditzy.
Like very ditzy.
Ditzy broad role. Like that's the whole
which
shtick.
Which doesn't like, seem like Ariana Grande's vibe.
That's her anymore. Shtick.
I feel like she distanced herself from that. That was her shtick in like her Nickelodeon era.
Sam and Cat.
And then she got, you know,
I think she can next,
bro. I don't know. We'll see. Her SpongeBob boyfriend's in it though. Yeah. I don't like him.
Yeah, me neither.
He gives me the creeps.
Now, fun fact. This is something fun. That's a fact. Fun.
Okay.
So the girl that played Alphaba at the one that we watched.
Yeah.
Olivia Valley.
Okay.
Frankie Valley's granddaughter, the Jersey Boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So Frankie Valley, the OG Jersey Boy.
Did you want to buy the paintbrush?
No, I didn't. But I was curious of like.
It's cool though.
Yeah. I was like, why are they charging so much for her autographed paintbrushes? Like she's just some. I don't know.
Well, it's a very cool keepsake.
Oh, 100%. But I was like, that feels like a steep price for who is this? And then come to find out, oh, she's a granddaughter of a Jersey Boy.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Okay.
And I mean, also, you can there's only so many of those paintbrushes. That's why. Like, there might only be like 50 of them. Yeah. You know. You know, meanwhile, those posters. There's probably like hundreds of the posters.
A bunch of them. Yeah. I really liked it. I like Glinda. I mean. I was going to talk story, but I don't want to talk story because the movie's coming out. But
we can save it.
Glinda's performance was really good. You know,
At the beginning, you're like, these characters really can't have that much depth. And then you're like, oh.
There is a bunch of depth. Wow.
And then you're like, you start feeling bad for some of them. And
there were
like,
some funny jokes. The token goat. Like, there was a lot of funny moments that I like audibly was laughing pretty good. And there was some good visual gags, some good fourth wall breaking gags that were funny. Yeah, I really liked it. My dad also loved it.
See, that shocks me. Doesn't shock me. I assume your dad went in with the same vibe you did, where you're like,
he was taking
my girlfriend,
taking Carolyn, time. And he came out and he was like, if you go there and don't have a good time, I just don't think you can have a good time. That was great. It was super good.
I think when people perform to like a certain level with passion and like skill, it's just hard not to enjoy it. It's hard not to appreciate it.
He enjoyed it enough that he's looking at buying tickets for more upcoming stuff up there.
Yeah,
for another Broadway place. He's looking at the Jersey Boys. He's looking at Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Like, he's...
My thing is, I've now seen, like, all the ones I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much. So, I don't... not much is going to be like...
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go see that.
I think I'd like to go back, but more on a rarity thing. Not, like, all the time, because it is expensive, you know. But it does feel well worth it. I mean, you're getting, like, 3 hours of entertainment. And it's really good. Like, you feel the energy in there. Like, you really feel the energy in there. Like, it's really great. But I liked it a lot. And I'll watch the movie for sure.
All right. Cool.
Anyway, now it's time for reader mail.
Reader mail.
You can get your questions read on the show by sending an email into synkedupod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord, just like Spencer did.
What'd Spencer say?
Is train graffiti the most observed form of art?
It's got to be no, right?
What makes you say that?
How often do you actually look at train graffiti?
I mean, I don't look at it that often, but when a train is going by.
How many people are actually stopped? I guess there's quite a few.
Well, you got to think about it. Like, a lot of times you're stuck in the back.
But, like, is regular graffiti just better? I don't know.
Train graffiti's dope, though. I love
train graffiti. I love train graffiti as well.
I'm a huge fan.
Like, there's no reason not to make them look cool.
I know.
Is it the most observed form of art? Is it the observed form or, like, I don't know.
That becomes an interesting question, because if you're just talking about art in general, you're like, you know, are we talking second to second? Because in that case, is it not like a video game, like video games?
Yeah, or music.
Or music, yeah.
I think a single piece of train graffiti art can get an exuberant amount of individual eyes on it.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, the popularity of the artist. Yeah. Obviously, like, nothing's going to beat, like, the Mona Lisa, right? So many people have looked at the Mona Lisa that it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for a piece of art like that, I wonder what the number of, like, how is it 100,000 people have seen this artwork that was just graffiti on the train? I don't know. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, I think the answer is no.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no as well. Yeah. It's music.
Yeah, probably. Fielding writes in, what's the game you view the most content about but actually play the least? I watch so much Pokemon content on the daily, but I will go months without actually playing one.
Do you even have an answer?
No, because I don't really consume content of games I'm not playing.
So if you know me, you're familiar with that I play a lot of Dragon Ball Dokkan Battle on my phone.
Yeah.
It's like, that's my game. There's a second Dragon Ball mobile game called Dragon Ball Legends. That's a PvP game. I don't play it, but I watch a lot of the gameplay. I'm subscribed to, like, one of the number one players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watch him play. And that might be... Let me look through my YouTube recs real quick.
Okay.
That's probably it, though. I watch a lot of VGC content, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I'm just like, I don't feel like watching TCG right now. Especially during, like, day one.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not too involved. But it's either Pokemon VGC or Dragon Ball Legends. Nothing crazy in here. Maybe, like, some Nuzlocke-type content. Or some Iron Man stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to be it. So either, like, not Dragon Ball game or just Pokemon VG.
I'll watch the occasional... I guess it's probably Magic, but that's not really... I guess it's a card game, but... Because, like, I watch a lot of Magic art videos that, like, analyze Magic art.
More about the IP than the actual...
Yeah, and I've watched, like, some interesting, like, meta videos when they used to upload those, like, pretty decent stuff that was really good. Like, Circling the Eldraine was a great video.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Magic, and I don't really play it, but that's probably it. But not by a wide margin, though. Like, I'm not really consuming a lot of that. I'm consuming whatever's in my YouTube recommended, because my recommended is fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever's in my watch later. But anyway, there you have it, folks. That's the reader mail. Now we're going to rank Mega Pokemon. You know, it just feels like the right thing to do. Now, it's worth noting, I ain't play these fucking games. So I'm ranking on pure vibes, not stats. Vibe
alone.
Not stats, not, you know, their competitive viability or whether or not I use them.
I will join you on vibes.
Like, this is pure visual vibes for me.
So let's get it started. You got a bomb of snow here.
He's feeling
like I'm thinking D. D or C for me. Dude's just like a snowball. Absol, that might be like A.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. I don't know why we got A and A plus. It feels weird.
Yeah, I can put Absol in A.
Aerodactyl C.
Yeah, not enough of an upgrade.
He just feels kind of normal.
He just looks older.
Aggron feels like he goes with Aerodactyl.
I think either low B or high C. Either one for me works.
I'm thinking high C.
I think Alakazam is in A tier.
I agree. I think he's better than Absol.
That's a cool design. Altaria?
C.
I think it's C as well. I agree with you.
What are we thinking? Right there, right there. This is S.
Ampharos is cool. Very cool. Ampharos I don't remember how good it was, but that's vibes alone. Look at he's him, immaculate. Bro. Look at the hair. Look at the tail.
He's killing it.
He's so good.
Who the hell is
Adino?
This?
Okay. Adino is like D.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
I'm not with it. Banette is pretty cool.
I'm thinking B on Banette.
I could take B.
Honestly, low A.
All right, thank you. Beedrill can go in B.
Yeah, I agree. Big Dig B.
It's like high B.
What? I think Blastoise is Grabbage. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's not Grabbage. It's D tier. The big cannon is cool.
It's just
but
the same
it's
guy.
A little underwhelming.
Yeah.
I am whelmed.
Blaziken?
Like a Blaziken? Like high C, low B.
Yeah, I'm just feeling C.
They were less original with some of them.
This feels like a D. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I like it a little bit because it is just a big volcano on him, but yeah. It's nothing crazy. High D or low C for me.
S.
You Charizard X is S for you?
This black and blue one, S. This one down here?
That's like B.
C. Okay, B's fine. But I'm trying to... He's black and blue. He's cool looking.
Yeah, he's cool colored, and he's finally dragon type. I think he is a dub. I'm just a Charizard hater. I'm gonna get that out there now. I think he's overhyped. But
yeah,
I'll give you S tier for him. Diancie, cool. That's an A.
Yeah, I agree. Right next to Absol.
It's pretty cool. Gallade, I just don't like Gallade. He looks so ugly.
I think he's next to Blaziken.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Garchomp
feels A.
That's A.
Yeah.
A or S. Above Absol, I think.
Yeah, like right there. Okay. I think Gardevoir goes right next to Gallade. Honestly, it might be in D.
No, she's definitely like low B.
She's just taller Gardevoir.
She got a big dress.
Gengar feels top A.
That's S. If you're putting the dragon in S, I'm putting Gengar in S.
This guy's Grabbage.
Yeah, he's not even that aesthetically different.
He's virtually the same. Gyarados, this might be an S.
It's low. No. Dude, he's a shrimp.
Is he small?
Yeah, he's like shrinks.
Oh. I can't tell from the photo.
Like, he's more angry. Like, I don't know.
We'll go see that. If he's a shrimp.
You could do low A, maybe B.
We'll throw him a C then if he turns into
a All right, I don't like him. Heracross.
Feels D. I don't know. This doesn't feel great.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
This feels like A. B or A for me on this guy.
I'll give you B for Houndoom. Kangaskhan's the laziest one. Homie just jumps out the pouch.
This feels
but Grabbage. He does just start swinging. Mom just starts throwing the kid in the fight. So maybe...
This feels Grabbage or low D, bro. In my personal humble opinion. In my humblest of opinions.
I feel like D. Low okay. D. Because it's kind of a meme, too. I like it. I think Latios and Latios are Grabbage.
Yeah.
I think design-wise, they're boring. They look exactly the same.
Lopunny, B.
Lopunny?
Big Dig B.
I'll give you low B.
Lucario is S.
That's A or S.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Manectric, just a big thunderbolt.
This feels C, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's in Camerupt area. Like high D.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Mawile,
this
I don't
the
like.
Same. This feels the same.
Yeah, it's D somewhere in there. I hate Metacham. This dude looked ugly.
I hate him as well.
Metagross, that's A tier, maybe S.
I'll let you decide. We'll put him up here in A.
All right, Megumitsu X, I hate. The first one, I think he's so ugly.
This is great.
That one looks great.
I want to put that in S.
I don't know why. They're so close, but they're just so...
He just looks so much cooler.
Yeah.
Look at him.
All right, Pidgeot. Like B.
Okay, I'm down with that.
It's like, it just looks good.
I hate this thing.
Heracross is pretty ugly. I think that's a
pincer.
Grabber.
That's pincer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Pincer, sorry. This Mega Rayquaza? That's an S tier.
That's S for sure. Look at him, dude. He's dope.
Yeah. Also, I really like Sableye.
So do I. I want to put him in S.
Dude just got the big gem.
I want to put him in S. All right.
I think he's A.
What's his name again?
It's Salamence. Mega Salamence. I think he's still missing a little something. He's just got big wings. He loses his legs.
I think Sceptile's an A, too.
Sceptile's cool. I'll give you, like, low A, high B. Mega Scizor is, like, an S for me. He's my favorite Mega.
Yeah, I'll let you have it. I don't like Sharpedo.
Sharpedo is, like, with camera up.
Yeah. This is garbage. I hate this. Dude, I fucking hate this.
He's so cool.
No, he's not.
He got eaten. He got the ate. Fuck? They ate him up, bro.
I'll give you C.
You can give me. I'll give you low C. He's not D tier though. Mega Steelix is pretty cool.
He's cool, but I don't know. I don't know if he's cool enough.
He feels he's got diamonds poking out of him, shards rotating around him. He's cool. I think he's cool. I'll give you low B.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I like this guy.
I like Mega Swampert too. He's really cool.
He's feeling A.
Yeah, you can go with Sceptile.
T-Tar? I'm not a fan of whatever the fuck this thing got going on.
It's Godzilla, but he got more spikes. I'm not a fan of, like, just put spikes on something, and it's cooler.
Feels C for me.
Yeah, and then Venusaur might be garbage, bro.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to recommend. It's just slightly taller tree on his back.
We got a good variety here. I feel like it balanced out pretty well. We could make it to where there's 7 in each tier.
We could.
So does anything from A need to get bumped down? So
if we do that.
And then Audino can go in a grabbage, honestly.
Boom.
This feels like a list.
Confusing. All right, Let's rank these top ones.
Who's number one?
I think it's Rayquaza, bro.
Yeah, Rayquaza is just so cool. And then after him, I'm a big Gengar fan. I'm a big Scizor fan.
I'm down Gengar being
I also like Sableye, bro.
I like Sableye. I wanted to
If put we him. Agree on Sableye, we can put Sableye.
I wanted second. To put, Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. We can shift him down. We'll put Charizard down towards the bottom.
You can put Lucario down there too. Like, he's cool, but he's not my favorite. Mewtwo's not my favorite either.
I like this.
So that feels good.
Yeah.
Off of vibes and aesthetic alone.
Yeah, Sableye's cooking. Yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
He's cooking.
Just a big rock.
It's so funny. He's like that one a lot, actually. That one's I'm like super
I'm hoping we
comical.
Get some really cool Megas, bro.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder if they'll also bring all these guys back. That'll be cool.
You know it's Game Freak, bro. They don't be doing that.
Yeah, some of these guys are going to be vaulted for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just never, ever see Mega Obama Snow again.
He's going to get a DLC treatment, you know?
Brother.
DLC treatment. Anyway, that's it for the episode. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of the Synced Up Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Timothy DeRoe, joined by Michael Clare. Hopefully, tonight is better than your last night, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm going. It has to be better.
Yeah. 1,000%. 1,000%.
Also, happy birthday to Mama Clare if you're listening to this. Ooh. Not her. She's not going to be this far in the app. But if you know Mama Claire, go say happy birthday to Mama Claire.
Yes, sir.
It'll be your birthday tomorrow or today.
Yep. Is it today? Oh, yeah, today because of the episode. Anyway, that's it for the episode. Thank you for watching or listening. We'll catch you guys on the flip next week. We're going to talk about more Final Fantasy and whatever news happens. You know, whatever happens, which is an expression of faith in the mechanics of the world. You know how it goes. Anyway, we'll catch you guys on the flip. Goodbye.
Peace. I think it did.